Well, welcome to the month of May. What a great time to be alive. Troubles in our world, yes. And we need to pray for our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, and I pray for a stop to the violence that's taking place, the killing. It's just been unconscionable, the evil that is in our world. But our God reigns, and I'm thankful to be one of His representatives, and I want to be faithful to the very end. So many good things are happening, and we've seen such a mighty hand of God at work over at the Lodestar Mountain Inn. We had a wonderful retired pastor's retreat, and it's been so exciting to see One Life students there from Pennsylvania. They came down and did hiking in West Virginia, but they used the Lodestar Mountain Inn as their base of operation, and it's like a dream fulfilled. I get teary-eyed. My heart just overwhelmed with joy seeing God at work. We've begun construction on our two dorms that we need to finish by the middle of August, which is going to be miraculous, but with the help of a lot of good friends, we believe we can do it. So if you have any carpentry skills and you'd like to volunteer a day, two, three, a week, come on down. We'll put you to work. We've got plenty to get done, but we believe with God's help, we can do it. So you pray. Above all, pray that God will send the help we need to get this done. So we got a banquet on May the 10th in Lancaster County, the Stahl's Fruits Bar and the Homestead, and that'll be on the 10th. Doors open at 6, banquet's at 6:30. So if you can come, please call the office and reserve your spot. We have a few places left, and we'd love for you to be there. So God bless you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for being a part of winning the race every day. Keep running.
Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Psalm 119, verse 11 and 14. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. I have rejoiced in your laws as much as in riches. You know, I love the word of God, and I want to encourage each of us to spend time daily in His word. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. That's the reason it's important for us to spend time with Him on a daily basis. You know, I read this quote the other day about John Wesley, and he was speaking of a case. He said, why does a cow look over the fence? Well, the simple answer to that question is because he can't see through the fence. And if you've got troubles in your life, things that you say, you know, how am I going to deal with this? I want you to look beyond your troubles to the Lord. Now, that's not ignoring your troubles. See, right now we see through a glass, you know, in a dim way. That's what Scripture says. We need to look beyond that to the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. He has promised never to leave us, never to forsake us, to be with us even to the very end. And a part of that is also us feeding on His word. He's given us this word. I have hidden your word. In other words, I study your word. I memorize your word. I apply your word to my life so that I might not sin against thee. God wants me to grow in my walk with Him. He wants you to grow in your walk with Him. And I'm praying that as you spend time in the word, He's going to strengthen you in your inner being. Stay in love with Jesus, my friend. Spend time in His word, and God will meet your need.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.